Roland Martin. Not in our Washington, D.C. studios this morning. Roland, where are you?
Tom and Sybil, I am at Texas A&M University here, courtesy of 12th Man Productions, in their studio. Of course, Laura, last night, white supremacist Richard Spencer was on this campus. The university put on an event called Aggies United that took place in Kyle Field. Hill Harper was the co-host of that event, along with the student body president. Folks like V. Bozeman from Empire performed, as well as Ben Rector. I was one of the speakers last night as well. Yet outside the Morrill Student Center, where Spencer spoke, he was met by a number of students who protested, who chanted, who made it clear he was not welcome. It was a packed room where he spoke. He only had a couple of dozen supporters. The rest of the people did not want him on this campus. Things got a little chippy. You didn't have any violence, anything along those lines, but you had folks who made it perfectly clear that they were not happy with his presence on this campus. Joining us right now is someone who has been very much involved in this is the president of Texas A&M University, Michael Young. President Young, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you.
So first of all, for our audience on television and radio, we're trying to understand here. First of all, why was he allowed to speak? Could the university stop his speech?
No. We basically are a public university. We allow private citizens to rent rooms and do it frequently. 300 or 400 times a year, there's some sort of rental of some of our facilities. Sometimes it's a speech, sometimes it's a wedding. And that's what that's certainly what we stand for. We support the First Amendment, and we allow that speech on our campus.
Now, and as a result, are there any particular laws where you could have enacted where it says, no, we cannot allow that particular individual to speak?
Well, there's two ways in which we would have stopped the event. I mean, one is if there had been incitement of some sort. I mean, the First Amendment does not extend to actually inciting people to do violence, number one. And number two, if it had disrupted the functions of the university or otherwise put people in harm's way, we would have been able to stop it. But neither was true.
You have the Aggies United event that took place in Kyle Field that was organized by students. You also had protesters who met outside. Your reaction to their reaction to him being on this campus, they were itching to get inside. In fact, I would probably say if you had that his speech in a larger room, he might have probably had more than 500 or 1,000 people there to denounce him as opposed to there to cheer him on.
Well, I think virtually everyone on our campus was denouncing him. And I want to be clear, you sort of said if we had had it in a larger room. It wasn't an event. You know, I think it's important for everybody to understand. We did not invite him. We did not want him here. Nobody from the university, no student organization, nobody invited him here. And he might have had a larger room. I got thousands and thousands of emails. I got letters. I got phone calls of people who really deplored his speech. And I was heartened by that. I was heartened by the way in which the entire Aggie world came together and said, this is not who we are, not what we stand for, not what we believe. And we probably would have had a larger number, that's for sure.
We're going to see this all around the country, and this is going to continue. We've seen this thus far. How should universities respond to this? Because you have a lot of students who say, I don't care about the First Amendment. This guy should not be speaking.
Well, I think as for us, I can't speak for all universities, but as for us, the commitment to the First Amendment is also deep and powerful. It's one of our important values as well. But at the same time, I actually think this speech really doesn't even dignify a response. I mean, one of the reasons we held a different event suggesting what our real values were is that we as an institution didn't want to engage this. This is just, it's beneath contempt. I mean, this kind of rhetoric harks back to the most kind of primitive instincts. They claim they're not radical, and indeed they're not radical. They're going back to the sort of most ancient tribal traditions, missing out on thousands of years of Western history and philosophy and thought. It just doesn't really dignify a response. And
Roland, you were on stage with him?
If I were a university president, yeah.
No, I wasn't on stage, Tom, with Richard Spencer. Of course, he was the guy who I debated on TV One. I was one of the speakers last night at the Aggies United event that took place there at Kyle Field, along with a number of others, including the Holocaust survivor, who also spoke. So, no, I think after that butt kick and he got on TV One, I don't think he probably would have wanted to see me on stage again.
And what was your takeaway from last night, Roland?
No, I think what you saw, I mean, you saw students who were white, who were black, who were Asian, who were Latino, who made it clear where they stood, and it was very interesting. I was in Memorial Student Center, so I spoke. I was scheduled to speak about 8:30, and so where he was around 7, so I walked across the street, and that was some students. Well, Tom, you would love this here. Radio Raheem, rest in peace. That was a cat with a boombox who walked through the Memorial Student Center, had Fight the Power playing from Do the Right Thing. I got some video of that as well. And so they were there. They were chanting. And so, again, you had folks who made it clear this is not who we are. And so with signs and placards in, and these were not folks who, let's say, came in. There were some people who were off campus who came here to protest, but these were actual students, football players, other athletes were there as well. And so you had folks at the Aggies United event at Cal Field, plus you had there outside of where he spoke. And trust me, they were a little itchy to get at Richard Spencer. And I think that's what you see. And the point that I think we have to make, President Young, and this is critically important, we're going to see this again, but how people react is also important to let it be known, not just to the folks on this campus, but also to a potential student who's coming or a parent, that this isn't that these are not the values that a university wants to present.
I think you're absolutely right about that, Roland. And I really am so proud of the Aggies for stepping up and making that so absolutely clear. As I know, Roland, I'm sure you are as well. I mean, it was actually a really powerful night for the university in an interesting way. And as I say, I just was so heartened by the way people came together just across the entire network, as well as outside. We had thousands of people who really even had no affiliation with the university who were messaging support. So I that was exciting.
All right, President Young, we sure appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. And Tom, the president, they're going to send you a care package of some Texas A&M goodies. I know he knows you're a big HBCU supporter, but he said Tom's been losing some weight, so make it a large, not an XL sweatshirt. And Sibyl, we'll be sure to send you something, too.
Go Northwestern, Wildcats.